Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Now that we've said four different New Years that the Meiri points out are determined by people, the Beis Din Shelmata, now come four parts of New Years that are determined by the Beis Din Shelmaila. Ba'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidonet. Four different times of year, the world is judged on specific aspects of what's going to happen that year. Ba'Pesach Al HaTavua. On Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges whether or not the grain harvests of that year are going to be blessed, because Pesach is the time when the grain begins to ripen. Ba'atzeres on Shavuos Al Peros Ilon, whether the trees will have a bountiful harvest of fruit, or if it's going to be a year of famine. That is the time that we make the bracha on the peros of the tree that are ripening at that point. Barash Hashanah, kol boi ha'olam ovrim lefanav. On Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, all of the creatures of the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivnei maron, as if they were young sheep, like young sheep passing through an opening in the corral where you determine your Meiser Behema, for which one is the tenth one. So the members of the mankind passes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as young sheep. Others say in the Gemara, kivnei maron, like soldiers passing, filing in front of the king or their commanding officer. So we are passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayotz chenemar, hayotzer yachad libom. As it says in Tehillim, who creates, who fashions all of their hearts together, hamevin el kol maaseim, who understands all of their deeds. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who creates all people, all individual human beings, sees each one and then looks together at his heart and deeds and sees how he has done in the previous year and what's going to happen the next year. Uvechag, and on Sukkos, Nidonan al Hamayim, the world is judged regarding water, that those are the beginnings of the rainy season. And so, for the remainder of that year, we're going to see what the water supply is going to be. It's also the time of the Nisuch HaMayim, in order to hopefully invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha on rainfall for the coming year, which shows us that that's when the water supply is going to be judged. Mishnah Gimel. Zok the Mishnah Gimel, the beginning of a discussion of what's going to be Kiddush HaChodesh. In the old days, we don't know whether the month is 29 days or 30 days, depending upon when the Levana is seen in its new moon phase. And so, witnesses have to be called to testify on whether the Levana was seen and whether it is Rosh Chodesh or not. So, either we're going to have a Mole, a 30-day previous month, so the Rosh Chodesh Aleph is going to be on the 31st day, or we're going to have a Chaser, where the new moon was seen, and the previous month was only 29, and the next day is going to be the next day, the 30th day, will be Aleph of the new moon. Al Shisha Chadashim, in six specific months, which are going to be listed momentarily, Hashluchim Yotzim, messengers are sent forth to faraway places to inform them whether the previous month was Mali or Chaser, and which day Rosh Chodesh was. Al Nisan Mepneha Pesach. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan has to be proclaimed loudly so everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so Pesach will come out properly on the 15th. And once you know Nisan, then you already know Shavuos, because Shavuos is automatically 50 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you don't need messengers to go out for Iyar, you don't need to go out for Sivan. Al Av, for Rosh Chodesh Av, the Shluchim have to go out, Mibnei HaTainis, so they'll know when Tisha B'Av is going to come out. Al Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mibnei Rosh Hashanah, so that they're going to know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, because automatically Chodesh Elul is going to be 29 days, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the 30th day automatically. It was said in the Chachamim that from the days of Ezra and on, during the entire period of the Second Beis HaMikdash and on, Elul has never been a full month. It's always been a 29-day month, a Chaser instead. Al Tishrei Mibnei Takanos HaMoados. And Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah is automatically going to be on the 30th day of Elul, which is only going to be 29 days. Nevertheless, the Shluchim are going to go out from Yerushalayim to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was Niskadesh, so that way they're going to know, Bevadai, for certain, Yom Kippur is going to be the 10th of Tishrei, counting back to this first day, and Sukkot is automatically going to be on Tesvav, and so nobody's going to be worried or fretting about when the Yom Tovim are coming out. Then, Al Kislev Mibnei Chanukah, Ve'al Adar Mibnei HaPurim, V'cheshehoya Beis HaMikdash Kayem, Yotzim Af Al Iyar Mibnei Pesach Katan. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, in addition to the months that were just listed, the Shluchim also went out on Iyar, because Pesach Sheni had to come out the 14th of Iyar, and because of this, they had to know those people who couldn't bring their Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, they had to know when Pesach Sheni was going to come out, so they could travel and bring their karbonos to Yerushalayim to make their carbon Pesach of Pesach Sheni.